Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Dennis Hastert, the nation's longest-serving Republican House Speaker before he left office, will spend 15 months in prison. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports Hastert was sentenced today on a financial misconduct conviction that was tied to allegations he attempted to cover up child sexual abuse.
Dennis Hastert pleaded guilty earlier to violating banking laws while in the process of paying millions of dollars in hush money. During his sentencing hearing, the former congressman, frail and clinging to a walker, admitted, quote, mistreating students while he was a high school wrestling coach decades ago. U.S. Attorney Zach Farden said the government prosecuted Hastert for the crimes it still could.
Mr. Hastert, legend and legacy are gone, and in its place are a broken, humiliated man. That is as it should be.
U.S. District Judge Thomas Durkin called Hastert a serial child molester and said the sentence would have been longer if not for Hastert's ill health. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The Supreme Court may be poised to overturn the conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell on political corruption charges, while at the same time placing new limits on the reach of federal bribery statutes. NPR's Nina Totenberg says justices are concerned about too much power being in the hands of prosecutors.
They're trying to come up with a standard that's narrow enough that it will exclude members of Congress who write all the time to federal agencies saying, would you take a look at this on behalf of one of my constituents, or even such and such a company is a big employer in my area and a regulation you're proposing would, they say, would do grave damage to it. Would you listen to their point of view? That would exclude those things which they clearly do not think are felonies and would cover people who take bribes.
McDonnell was convicted in 2014 of accepting more than $165,000 in gifts and loans from a wealthy businessman in exchange for promoting a dietary supplement. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump gave what was described as a foreign policy speech today in Washington, a day after his sweeping victory in five state primaries. Trump, speaking in a notably more formal and focused manner, said America First will be the overriding theme of his administration if elected to the Oval Office. He said he'll also reevaluate U.S. foreign policy.
It all began with a dangerous idea that we could make Western democracies out of countries that had no experience or interest in becoming a Western democracy.
Trump also warned U.S. allies they'll be left to defend themselves if, as he put it, they don't pay their fair share. Trump called for easing of tensions with Russia, but as he said, from a position of strength only. Stocks are mostly higher today after the Federal Reserve left the key short-term interest rate target unchanged and oil prices continue to rise. The Dow was up 51 points to 18,041. The Nasdaq was down 25 points. The S&P closed up 3 points today. This is NPR. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, despite losing all but one of the five states holding Democratic primaries last night, says he is moving ahead with efforts to become the party's nominee. Sanders won in Rhode Island but lost to Hillary Clinton in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, and Delaware. Sanders spoke to a crowd of about 1,000 people at Purdue University in Indiana. That state holds its primary next week. The U.S. Olympic team is marking 100 days to the start of the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. NPR's Hansi DeLong reports some athletes greeted fans in Times Square today, an event that also featured the First Lady.
There are just over 3 months left until Team USA goes for the gold in Brazil, and First Lady Michelle Obama said they don't need any luck.
They don't need it because they're super bad. They're already awesome. They're already going to kick butt.
Mrs. Obama added that she hopes the team will inspire the next generation of fans and athletes.
We don't just want our young people to watch them. We want them to try these sports themselves.
After her speech, Mrs. Obama tried fencing with Olympian Iftihaj Muhammad. Later, school children played rugby with other Olympians in Times Square as samba dancers strutted by. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
Federal judges ruled online retailer Amazon is liable for in-app purchases made by kids without parental authority. The ruling coming in a suit filed by the Federal Trade Commission against the company. The FTC reached a deal with Apple and Google about such purchases, but sued Amazon when the company did not agree to settle. All three companies now require a password be used for in-app purchases or an opt-in to allow such sales without a password. Not yet clear as how much money Amazon might owe consumers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.